This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Jason, and then Ian, and then Clown Car, and the order these calls are received. George and others are going to your calls. Let's go to Jason in Texas. He asks, when will the next phase kick off, specifically of the globalist takeover? I think we're in the next phase right now. What do you think?
Yeah. Of course, I agree with you. I've been listening to you for about 17 years. I've called you multiple times. We're usually right about everything we talk about. Remember when the reporter asked Joe Biden when, you know, what are you going to do about the people who refuse the vaccine? He said, oh, we'll deal with them. So I'm kind of, what does that mean? Where is he going with that?
And lockdowns, where, you know, absolutely. Total. Look, the globalists run the plan. So whatever you see in Germany or Australia or the UK, that's coming here next. Canada, the same deal. Everything you see is what they want. They just know Americans have such a history of, I wanted to say this at the start of the show today, and I forgot to say it. Everybody bashes America all day and says, oh, we're not that free of a country. And I agree. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. But now you're seeing how good America is and how good conservative Christian states are, because we're some of the only countries and only areas in the world, because states are countries, we're a confederation of countries, that have any freedom, brother. Go ahead.
And then, like, in Australia, how they're, you know, locking the people up and putting them in these camps. Where do you think here will they start doing that? Will they start using, like, football stadiums or all the closed Walmart?
Yeah, they're going to do it in blue cities and blue states by collapsing the economy, by firing all the uninjected. Then they'll say, oh, there's so many homeless, they're in an emergency home. And, yeah, some were had quarantined. Oh, some escaped. Oh, my God. They've got the new, you know, Z-Cron or Mobby Bob Cron or Boo Boo Cron or Klaus Schwab Cron, whatever thing they've got. And, yeah, it's just a hysteria and a normalization of martial law and got to have an iPhone or a tracker chip to go outside. That's all this is.
Exactly. Well, the good news is that liberal Nazi slob teacher, she'll be dead soon from all her poison shots and boosters and all that, and the only place she'll be teaching is in hell.
I agree, brother. I mean, we have Aborigines in Australia doing SOSs. They're taking them to camps. This is all a cover for evil activity, with evil globalists giving orders to police and military to see if they follow the orders. We have to be moral and say this is wrong and say no. That's it.
Damn right.
God bless you, brother. I mean, what's crazy is because of America's Republic and because of the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, we're still barely hanging on. But I don't know how long. So we're just hanging on as long as we can, folks, to tell the truth and be a testament to the world. That's why every article, every video, everything we put out is so precious. Download it, save it, share it, edit it, cut it up. I don't care how you do it or what you do. You make your own decision. Magnify, amplify this broadcast and other broadcasts that tell the truth. And then do your own broadcast. Don't make excuses. Go on YouTube. Go on Twitter. Go on Facebook. They're enemy platforms. Operate till you get banned. And go magnify others. We need leadership. And leadership is not people that want power like these politicians. It's people that see a need, that step up in that time and place to help humanity. And so now is just an incredible time to be alive. All right, Ian, J, R, George, and Clown Car. Four calls, 10-minute segment coming up. We'll go to break. We'll go to you. But you're going to look back on this if you survive this. And a lot of us aren't going to survive it. Just get ready for death. And I don't say that to act dramatic. I mean, this is just, they just started. Those of you that survived this are going to look back on this and go, my God, I can't believe I was alive and involved in such a historic time. I mean, this is just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. They're just going to normalize piles of dead bodies. They're going to normalize wars. They're going to normalize power outages, everything. I mean, this is the end of civilization. This is the mass culling. This is Agenda 2030. This is the New World Order. We didn't do it, but we're going to fight back against it. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you advise the president about the possibility of new testing requirements for people coming into this country, does that include everybody?
The answer is yes, because you know that the new regulation, if you want to call it that, is that anybody and everybody who's coming into the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here.
But what about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
That's a different issue. For example, when you talk, we still have Title 42 with regard to protection at the border. So there are protections at the border that you don't have the capability, as you know, of somebody getting on a plane, getting checked, looking at a passport. We don't have that there, but we can get some degree of mitigation.
Is there something that...
Well, because the email went out to all the students not to come to campus today to do online studies.
Wow.
Here at, where are we at?
DCCC. Dakota County Technical College.
They didn't get told they couldn't attend today until 3:30 this morning. They got an email. So they also said that some of their friends were here, and there were buses of students coming from the cities that are all paid actors, and they're very few actual students were allowed in here. It's just so typical of the Biden administration. We got fake students, we got a fake president, we got a fake White House TV set, and the real people, they're locked out.
Wow. Freaking wow.
Wow.
Wow. So you guys were told not to go to school today, is that correct?
Yes. We're not allowed on campus today. There's going to be strict security due to Joe Biden's visit, and that we'll have an assignment digitally. And that,
okay. We didn't hear about this until about 3 a.m.
3 a.m. today.
Yeah.
And it's November 30th, 2021.
People said they brought in fake students that do not go to DCCC that are paid to pretend like they are students here.
Because obviously they're not letting any students in today, right?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
This school is one of the most conservative schools in the state, and they do.
I see. So they don't want all the commotion. They want to show the narrative that they want to show for what he's speaking on. Very interesting. Well, thank you guys so much.
Stand up and fight and take this country back.
They don't even deny that they shut down colleges when he comes, and they just bring actors there. And then he goes on TV yesterday and says, I don't read the bills. I don't even want to know what this is. I just sign whatever they say. That's the part about having a senile person in there, because the globalists can blame him later once he has dementia so bad he can't even wipe his own ass. Here's a clip of him talking about it.
All right. Here we go. Mental. Well, I'm not going to read it all. I'll just sign it.
Not going to read it all. Just sign it.
All right.
Just turn my will over to the globalists. Just do whatever they say. Ian in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, Ian, welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you,
What's
Ian.
What's up, Alex? I just actually left my job. I love when I have to leave my job because
They just nag at me all day. Oh, put your mask on. Or when are you getting vaccinated? My last day is the 14th because I didn't turn in a religious exemption. I'm not getting vaccinated. And I just wanted to ask you, you ever heard of the 100th monkey effect?
I have heard of the 100th monkey effect. It just happened with Elon Musk. When he went on Joe Rogan years ago, he basically, 2 months after I said it, repeated it but said more about the interdimensional stuff. And then he just came out and said, we've got to remove the false software they placed on our minds and connect to the universe that God gave us. And that's exactly what's in Reset Wars. So that's the 100th monkey effect. Why don't you tell people about the 100th monkey effect?
Well, I think that we're going to see something like that kind of coming up soon. I just think about all these. I mean, I was just listening to the ad that came on before of the people getting interviewed or whatever. They're talking about how there was no students there. They're all paid actors. And just every little thing that happens like that, even if it's just 10 or 20 people who get a whiff of like, something's not right here. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. And that's why they're suing me all over, is they don't want anybody questioning public events like Jesse Smollett or so many others, because so many times they've got hired actors and provocateurs there, and that's a fact. They want to just accept their BS. Guess what? We're not. Sue away. Ha, ha, ha.
All right, if I tell you a little story real fast.
Yes, sir.
All right, so before 9/11 happened, my dad's a tattoo artist, and this guy, this is in like a year or two before 9/11 happened, 2000. This guy wanted a tattoo of Trenton. He's from Trenton. He wanted the Trenton skyline just on fire. And my dad said, there's no really building in Trenton that's notable. You know what I mean? So we should do the Twin Towers being burnt. And then next thing you know, this guy has a tattoo and he looks at it and it's literally a picture of the Twin Towers being burnt. And then for like a couple months after that, people were just coming to my dad like, oh, tattoo me. I don't even know what I want. Just put it on me. I think.
Yeah, like your father was an oracle looking into the future. I think we're all oracles at the end of the day if we give into God's will. Thank you, Ian. All right, let's take another call. Let's talk to Clown Car in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones is the general in charge of this information war that we are in. So this is what's happened, Captain. I'm trying to figure out this way out of the rabbit hole. So, I mean, we got the jury van that's followed by orders of New York, newscast that was run by the woman who's actually an Asian exchange student from California University. Then you got the wife of one of the Clinton attorneys getting shot and killed by Alec Baldwin, but didn't get shot by Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, no, exactly. Definitely the deep state is blackmailing each other over Epstein. There's an internal war going on.
This is what we need to do, Alex, a weekly wrap-up like you were talking about. Have the callers just call in and throw stuff on the wall and let's go through what sticks. We need to have a roundtable weekly.
By January 19th, I think that's the Monday, or is it 18th, I'm going to start 3 days a week. We're thinking Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, where we're still gauging it. We're going to do a three-hour commercial-free show because it's just going to be all callers and guests. I totally agree with you. It's happening. It's done. I'm getting the crew set up. It's all happening.
And I also bet my friend that you would say Clown Car is right, just like I said Alex Jones is right. Also, Alex, I want
to... Yes, Clown Car is always right.
Thank you, my brother. Listen, I broke down a code. You know, sometimes you get the downloads. I get the weird downloads. I got this weird one when I saw the executive order going into play. I started looking at the numbers weird. It was put in forth on November 26th. It doesn't take effect till December 26th, and it is over on January 15th, which leaves the middle of that all to be exactly from effectiveness date to the end of the date, New Year's Day, January 1st. So I have a weird feeling about January 1st. I wanted to bring it up to you guys. And somebody...
Brother, I hear you. I got a weird feeling about it all. The globalists are at war with humanity. People are under attack. Don't be victims. Be champions. But admit you're under attack and do something about it. Okay, let's talk to JR in New York. JR, take us out of the segment. Go ahead, JR.
Alex, I love you. We pray for you every night.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to talk about your recent wars. I can't wait to see it. I had some information that might be good. You know that we are light. We are electricity and magnetism.
We are, yes, sir. We are beings of light.
That's right. They don't want us to know that. That's why they remove specific books out of the Bible, like the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Philip. In the Gospel of Thomas and the Gospel of Philip, they really go into ways to access our consciousness. One of the ways is, and this is why the evil ones, the globalists, they know about sex magic, but in the negative way. In the Gospel of Philip.
No. Men and women coming together is the big ritual. That's superpower.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but the thing is that even as single, this is why they put out pornography, is because every time that we have an orgasm, basically, we discharge our electricity. That's why when a boxer or anyone in martial arts, they know not to do that before a fight. That's our spiritual storehouse. That is the Holy Spirit. That's why it says in the Bible, God, the Holy Spirit is the Logos. The Logos is the seed. Our seed.
Well, and that's definitely what the whole Aleister Crowley group knows, and they're doing their own operations. Big guest host coming up after the break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Then Owen Schroyer is live, ladies and gentlemen, at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for everybody. We really appreciate you. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour. So appreciate Alex, and what a show. It's always what a show, right? I just got to my 10-year anniversary mark on the radio. I know, it seems like a crazy decade. I never thought I would be in radio. And when I started out, I was only hired because I watched Fox News. Can you believe it? At the time, that was literally the reason I was hired. I think probably many people like me were hired because of that. Do you know anything about politics? Well, I watch Fox News. Well, you're hired. So it was an interesting beginning as a neocon turning into this sort of quest for research and wanting to know more and more because I knew the world did not add up. I knew that what I was being told on the TV set just was not going on the way that I was viewing this world. And so it brought me to some really obvious conclusions. And I want to share some things with you. And I also want to share with you what's coming because there is some interesting technology. If you really follow these people and what they're all about and how evil they are, you really get an idea of why they do what they do and where we're headed in AI. So before we get there, I've had over 28,000 hours of research now. That's a lot of research. That's a lot of research. And you know what? I always wish that people would ask me, so what have you learned? You know, what happened? What did you come across? I don't get that. Isn't that interesting? You know what I get? I get, well, does it align with what I've learned from the mainstream media line scumbags? Is what you say different than what they say? Ooh, then I might not like what you have to say because truth is a tough thing to listen to. And when I last Christmas, I remember calling out, I kept seeing these memes for peace on earth. Can we just have peace on earth? And I remember thinking, no, we don't need peace on earth. You know what we need? We need truth on earth. That would actually bring peace. A lot of truth on earth. And I appreciate what InfoWars has done because InfoWars is bringing truth to the forefront. And this is what I have been in a quest to do. See, people can call me a conspiracy theorist because I get down to the facts that actually make sense and I don't put my head in the sand. When you put your head in the sand and you have to artfully do this enough to become what I call a coincidence theorist. A coincidence theorist is everything's a coincidence. Oh my gosh, you mean the elite pretty much fondle each other and feel each other up and love each other to death? Oh, they're all in the same circles? You mean they're all marrying each other and all of their kids hang out and there's pictures together like Ghislaine Maxwell and good old Boris and all of these people? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that these people, it's not a coincidence that they hang out every 5 seconds together and remedy some of their plans together. In fact, there's just so many things that happen that I can't ignore. Let me give you just a little tiny list from what happened over the last decade of myself being in radio, right? The planes didn't make the towers fall. Neither did a plane full of Saudis. Many of the school shootings have been false flags. I'm sorry, but they have been. Too many things didn't add up. Too many strange things were at fault, right? Too many strange things. We don't have any adults over the age of 50, or at least one in 40, that has autism. There's a definite problem there that we need to, you know, that we need to research, right? And we have. Trust me. Education was taken over in 1907 by two groups that were considering themselves nonprofits who are still going strong today. And, that's a fact. They actually colluded to do that, and they did it successfully. It took over education. Kennedy was taken out. I'm sorry, but he was. Feminism didn't just occur. It was planned. Women didn't just get angry all in one decade and resent their lives. No, it was artfully planned and executed. A lot of people on the scene to encourage women to get very angry and unfulfilled, right? People don't realize that. The CIA has done nothing but install presidencies worldwide, disrupt this planet and destroy the family, culture, media, truth, and elections. Sorry, but that's just the fact. Fauci is our version of Mengele. I just call him Fengele. It's easier. So honestly, it's what he's about. He's been doing this for 30 years. He holds all the patents. It's a joke that we don't realize this. Little Hitler man has been out in the press saying the things he's been saying. It's absurd. He's a disgrace. He's evil. Let's recognize it. For 7 decades, you have not actually been affected by climate change, have you? Of course not. And we didn't die at the end of every decade. And, you know, when people kind of stop recognizing God, what happens? They start hating other people for existing. Bill Gates has a wonderful little clip in which he diagnoses the problem of the universe. The problem is us. It's competition for resources. He doesn't want us around. He's an avowed atheist, right? Back in George Magazine in 1998, George Magazine named for George Bush, by the way, Senior Bush. Anyway, total traitor. The interview happened with Bill Gates in 1998, and this is what he said. Keep a close tab on this. He said, my own views, this was at the end of the interview, my own views are those you'd expect from somebody who feels like he's been very, very lucky, and the resources under his command are really society's resources. And I have to be clever about how I'm going to funnel those back in. I fund education products. I fund population control. And I'm very big in the United Way. The United Way. We'll have to have a talk about that sometime. I've done a lot of research on the United Way. So that happened back in 1998. He's been very, very proud of his ability to entrench himself into population control. Very proud of it. He loves it. They usually are. COVID is a label. I'm sorry, but it is. It's a label for 98 symptoms. 98 symptoms that pretty much fill in the blank for any illness and any disease you could possibly have. That's the truth. Honestly, they're using centralized medicine, to execute people. It's the truth. There are no laws on the books, and mandates are not a thing. But OSHA concocted a regulation not based on any U.S. code or law to give themselves power to say to companies all over the country that they must mandate a vaccine, right? Although they had to step down because they knew that it was all smoke and mirrors. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's always smoke and mirrors. Truth is very, straightforward. And lies always require smoke and mirrors. And King Fraud-A-Lot and Hormala, I like to call her Hormala. She slept her way to the top and she's proud of it. You know what? No one wanted that little poop your pants idiot in office. Nobody. Name one person who did. Nobody did. Right? He couldn't even get 16% of his own party to vote for him. And, we have to realize that the elites run this little circus in all of these relationships they have with each other. In order to ignore all of those things that I just said, you have to make sure that you realize that everything is a coincidence, right? You have to believe that everything is a coincidence. Well, it's not. In fact, government is very, very powerful, and we know this. Where do you think Joseph was headed with Mary when they were about to give birth to the Christ child? Here we are at Christmas time, right? He was going to pay his taxes. He risked the life of his newborn to go and make sure to get to Bethlehem 65 miles away to pay his taxes. That's how important it was that you had to do exactly what government said. This is important knowledge because we can go all the way back to time and say government has had a presence to oppress people and people are virtually pretty scared of government, right? What they can do. They even ordered a decree to kill anyone under the age of 2. Had Mary and Joseph been good global citizens, Christ wouldn't have survived. I'm going to come right back, and I want to talk about where this is going with AI. Let's talk about the truth of what's actually going on right now. I'm Kate.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning. And it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Kate Daly. I'm back with you. I am your guest host for this hour, and my show starts right when this ends, and you can catch it live all over the country by going to katedalyradio.com, and you can hit the listen live button and join in the conversation there as well. I just left the last segment talking about how if Mary and Joseph would have been good global citizens like we're supposed to be, they would have probably offered up the Christ child to be murdered. Would they not have? Of course they would have. But no, they didn't do that. Government has always been oppressive. Government has always had the evil leading edge because it had the power of oppression for people. If you study government for 10 years, that's probably the conclusion you'll come to, too. I had to recognize that along the way that it really is the study of evil. I've said this here before. It's the study of evil, and people really need to recognize that we underestimate evil in this country. Why? Because we're not evil. That's why. It's hard for us to recognize something. It's hard for us to say how bad and how infiltrated and how swampy it really is, right? Well, in my study of government, all roads lead to money, right? And so usually when somebody does something like all the bought and sold politicians, the 80 Republicans that are supposed to be on our side that sold out our privacy for immunization trackers, okay, that just happened. When we're seeing this happen and we notice the traitors involved in government, we notice how they work, all roads lead to money. So you could go back and you could go backwards and say, well, yes, I mean, this is probably where they're bought and sold by pharma, and who pretty much has bought all of our governors as well as the congressmen and senators. And so, of course, you go backwards. But really and truly, we need to go forwards, because we all know by now that everything is about digital banking. It's not about health. It's about digital banking. It's about control, right? Getting control of the populace to get digital banking. It's always got to be about money. It has to be, because it's the only thing that excites these elitists. It's the only thing that gets them going, is to know that there's going to be a bucket of money at the end of this, right? And we are expendable. And so you have to absolutely ignore, if you're a coincidence theorist, the new variant called Moronic. You absolutely have to ignore this. And what are we looking at? In 2 weeks, they had one guy 2 weeks ago in the Netherlands, right, in the Netherlands, have two symptoms, fatigue and muscle fatigue, right? And of course, instead of calling it flu, because we're actually in flu season, they, of course, called it this new variant, and they're going to have a new variant probably every 3 months, which is going to make the last shot you got obsolete, because you have to pony up for the new shot. This is why the 80 Republicans went all in with the little traitors Democrats to vote immunization trackers, so they can all keep track of how many shots we're actually getting. See? So you also have to ignore, that the fact that the court ordered the FDA to comply with the FOIA request and release information on the Pfizer vaccine. The first batch of documents shows over 1,200 vaccine deaths within the first 90 days. You have to ignore that, too. You also have to ignore that the Delta variant has never had a single test, that COVID testers have never been quarantined. Why is that? Gosh, They're around people all day long, right? And COVID testing, but they're never, ever quarantined. That's a problem. You have to ignore that 99% of our country is just fine. You absolutely have to ignore that. And you have to ignore that all the world-renowned scientists, doctors, whistleblowers, financial experts are all telling you the exact same thing. What's coming? So I read an article back in 2012, and this was by Bayani Samp, and he was talking about bees. And I found this to be very interesting, because in correlation with this, Louis Rosenberg, who's given many TED Talks, is talking often about bees and what these bees represent to him. He studies bees as if he's studying humans. Keep that in mind when you're listening to him explain in this clip, in this TED Talk, about the hive mentality. This is very crucial to our future. Listen up.
This swarm intelligence, and it's a natural step in the evolution of most social species. I like to think about it this way. A brain is a system of neurons so deeply connected that an intelligence forms. A swarm is a system of brains so deeply connected that a superintelligence forms. Simply put, a swarm is a brain of brains, and it can be smarter than any individual member. Let me give you an example. Honeybees. This is about 10,000 bees, and they have a very important problem to solve. They need to find a new home to move into. That new home could be a hollow log or the hole in the side of a building, or if you're unlucky like I was, a crawl space in your garage. Now, this sounds simple, but this is a life or death decision that could impact the survival of the colony for generations. To solve this problem, the bees send out hundreds of scout bees that search a 30-square-mile area and find dozens of candidate sites. That's the easy part. The hard part is that they then need to pick the best possible solution from all the options that they've discovered. Now, here's the rub. A honeybee has a tiny brain. It's smaller than a grain of sand and has less than a million neurons. You have 85 billion neurons. So however smart you think you are, divide that by 85,000, and that's a honeybee. You probably wouldn't want a honeybee picking a new home for you. And yet honeybees are very discriminating house hunters. They need to find a new home that's big enough to store the honey they need for the winter, that's ventilated well enough to stay cool in the summer, that's insulated well enough to stay warm on cold nights, that's protected from the rain, but also near good sources of clean water. And of course, it needs to be well located near good sources of pollen. This is a complex, multivariable problem. And to maximize survival, the bees need to find the best possible solution across all of these competing constraints. And remarkably, they do it. Biologists have shown that honeybees pick the best possible solution over 80% of the time. If you were a human CEO trying to find the perfect location for a new factory, you'd face a similarly complex problem, and it would be very difficult to find the optimal solution. And yet honeybees can do it. Let's think about that. A single bee has a brain so tiny, it can't even conceive of the problem. But when they think together as a system, they can solve it so accurately that a human brain would be hard-pressed to match them. So how do they do this? By forming a swarm intelligence, a brain of brains that combines the knowledge and wisdom and insight and intuition of the group and converges on a single unified decision. I know what you're thinking. Really? These are honeybees. How do they express opinions? How do they converge on solutions? Remarkably, they do it by vibrating their bodies. Biologists call this a waggle dance because to us it looks like the bees are dancing. But really, they're generating signals that represent their support for the various home sites under consideration. By combining these signals, the bees engage in a multidirectional tug of war, pushing and pulling on the decision until they converge on the one solution that they can best agree upon. And it's usually the optimal solution. And unlike us humans, the bees don't entrench, they don't fall into gridlock, they don't settle for a bad solution that nobody's happy with. They find the solution that's best for the group as a whole. I point this out because the phrase hive mind often gets a bad rap, implying a group of mindless drones who can't think for themselves. That's certainly how science fiction portrays it. But honestly, it's just not true. A hive mind is nature's way of aggregating the diverse perspectives of a population and maximizing their collective wisdom. And let's be honest, we humans are pretty smart as individuals, but in groups, we're not always that wise. That's because groups don't do a great job of combining their diverse perspectives. We use votes and polls and surveys. The problem is, polls are polarizing. They drive us to entrench, exposing and reinforcing our differences, but doing nothing to help us find common ground. A swarm is the opposite. It's flexible and dynamic, revealing where we agree most. In other words, swarming doesn't just make a species smarter. It makes a species worse.
It's collectivism. It's you as an individual. We don't really like you as an individual with individual thoughts, your individual mind. We really love collectivism. Louis Rosenberg also was one of the creators of Metaverse. I'll talk about this more when I come back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and I really want to dive into why he studies bees.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Kate Daly, your guest host in this hour. And just, you know, after looking at my 10 years in radio, let me just tell you something that's happened, and that is the ability to analyze what these sick people do and where it's going to lead us. You know, we as Americans had a knack early on for understanding where government was going to go. This is why we had the revolution. We weren't so enslaved that we couldn't fight. We were at that point where we could recognize where government was headed, and we knew that it looked very bad for us, and we knew that they were only going in the way of more oppression, and so we fought a revolution to basically start this country. And that's important to realize, because we as Americans are usually, we give ourselves credit for being able to look ahead. Right now, if you look ahead, you're a little more demonized, aren't you? Because you're not following along with the lying scumbags in the mainstream media narrative, right? The narrative controlled by the Pentagon. So the reason I brought up this hive mind, this swarm intelligence, Louis Rosenberg is at the head of AI. He's also, the company is Unanimous AI, okay? Unanimous AI. He's also a prolific inventor, technologist, yada, 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 scientist, okay? And also one of the creators of Metaverse. You've heard of Metaverse, right? The new Facebook. So he studies bees a lot. And the reason I tell you this is because this is important information when you're trying to analyze where somebody's headed, and they don't want to give you all the pieces at once because it can seem a little, oh, I don't know, terrifying. What they do is they kind of leak it out piece by piece. They're really proud of their work. They're really proud of it. But at the same time, they also don't want to give you too much. because too much can be therefore terrifying and then you would want to stop it. But they're very proud of what they do. As you study bees, really what you're studying, just as Russian scientists have also studied, the vibrations of DNA. He was studying the vibrations for a reason. He was also saying, really, at the same time, look, you as an individual are not very important, but when I get you guys together, you collectively agree on things and you don't have an individual voice, then you come to the conclusions of the collective that we want you to come to. So you're going to come to a decision that is more of a sheep-like decision because you're amongst the crowd. And this is what we want. We're going to say it's a much wiser decision, but really it's groupthink. It's groupthink on steroids. But how would they get us to do that and lose our individuality? How would they do it? And the shots, the drip system and the shots, as it's destroying our immune system, and as we beg and beg and beg, like Dr. David Martin says, for a solution, which would be maybe AI-enhanced parts, AI-enhanced just everything inside the body, AI-enhanced, right? So I said to you that I was reading a 2012 article, and this article was really interesting because this person actually was a beekeeper and studied bees himself. And he said there are some really interesting facts about bee frequencies. For example, high frequencies that the queen creates are also used, and he said this in 2012, are also used in genetic engineering to splice DNA together. We have many documents from inside the government, from the NIH itself, on bee frequencies, on vibrational frequencies, on how we interact with each other inside these frequencies. And what was Louis Rosenberg talking about? He was talking about how people would send signals to each other, and those signals would result in a communication form. Okay. They didn't have to do much because they're, you know, little tiny brains, but when they would shake, right, they would shake a response to each other. He was really, really interested in that. He's also very interested in splicing DNA together. He's given talks about DNA. Very interested. A little too interested if you talk to me. So in the bee colony, there's three types of bees: a drone, a worker, and a queen bee. And each have their own individual frequencies. A lot of people don't realize this. So each one works on its own frequency to communicate. For some reason, Louis is just really into this. And electronic bees are carefully guided over a hive synthesizer interface, right? They've actually done this, and they've actually been able to bring the bees places, bees really kind of infiltrated, if you will. Why am I talking so much about bees? Because they study bees to study human behavior. And when they're studying human behavior, they're very, very interested in, say, I don't know, infiltrating our behavior. See, data is king, right? And if data is king, why are they so interested in data? Why do they want data so badly? In fact, there was just a 60 Minutes interview about this where they were interviewing the scientists, and he said that's why they were buying WhatsApp and all of these interfaces that had all of our information, because data is king. So what do they do with this data? What do they do with frequencies? What's in the shots? Well, if what's in the shot is graphene oxide, there's a very interesting component to what I've just been talking about with bees. Graphene oxide inside the body causes thrombi, and a graphene oxide causes blood clotting. We know this. It also causes the body post-inflammatory systems and organ, multi-organ inflammation and all of these things. It also might have the ability then to also be able to have something to do with the vibrations going on. There's a reason that between us as people, so electronic vibrations. So there's a reason that graphene oxide then would be in that shot, if it's in the shot. Graphene oxide also can be eliminated by levels of glutathione in the body. And you need to know that because you need to be able to get rid of it. So as we get older and as we age over the age of 65, then the glutathione becomes almost immeasurable because it's so low. And so you increase those levels, you might be able to get rid of the graphene oxide in your system. Also, with low levels of vitamin D, it also enhances graphene oxide to stay put. So you've got to up those levels of D and up those levels of glutathione as well. The reason I'm saying this is because when they were studying this, they were studying electronic absorption bands. They were talking about the electromagnetic phenomenon that they realized that graphene oxide has what it's called an electronic absorption band. And this magnetic resonance is precisely the third bandwidth of the 5G technology. Why do they have to have 5G technology go up at the same time that they're studying bees, that they're studying how the hive mind works, that they want to oust you individually and maybe have you, the little worker bee, be of service to them? Because they only look at a portion of our population as truly being a producer. The rest of the population, oh, a bunch of bottom feeders, you know, they can hit it. But as far as the population that they want to succeed, they want to have a lot of worker bees, to tell you the truth. And graphene oxide correlates with that electronic absorption band, and that magnetic resonance, again, is precisely the third bandwidth of 5G technology, the one that's being tendered right now. And where did we first see COVID arrive? On a cruise ship that installed 5G. Isn't that interesting? And all of the people got sick. Why did that happen? So we have a lot of different nets within 5G, and we'll have to continue that conversation at some point because 5G, maybe next week, 5G is so important to this in how it all plays out. 5G would then hold the amount of data in this country on people. They are studiers of human behavior. They want to be able to control human behavior. Why? There's a big pile of money at the end of this, a big amount of profit. And a big amount of profit if we're not competing for resources, but we're just worker bees, mindless little worker bees that give everything to the queen bee. Who do you think the queen bee is in this analogy? Why do you think Louis Rosenberg went out to talk about the hive mind so much? He's given many talks about it. You ought to check out the transcripts. They're kind of terrifying because he looks at people the way he looks at bees. We are just conveyors of information to further what the queen bee wants. That's our role. That's our only role. And keep that in mind because they want a lot of people at their behest. The drip system is there to ruin our immune system. We're grasping that, right? It's a drip system. It's coming every 3 months. Hospital administrators have been admitting in emails that every 3 months there'll be a new booster and a new Delta, new Lambda fraternity for morons. We're just going to keep it going. They even went as far as to do this one, which we call moronic, because it is moronic. There's a reason for the madness, right? There's a reason for a system. And this system can only hurt us if we don't stand up. We still live in a free country where we can stand, where we do have media like this. So we do have some things to work with, and we need to understand that we need to utilize those to our full capacity right now to be able to save this country and save our liberty. We already fought a bloody revolution. We don't need to do that again. We can use the system, but we've got to help each other do it. Go to katedalyradio.com. Catch my show as it starts in 5 minutes. Catch that as I go live. And thank you. And really look into the transcripts on the hive mind. It's very fascinating and terrifying all at the same time. Thank you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.